Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2 cents, 541.5. December wheat down a penny and a half at 750.75. And November beans down 7.5 cents at 1230.5. A little bit lower overnight. Really didn't see much news out here. Crude oil is down 133. I think that was probably most of the pressure. Bean oil is down a little bit, 32 ticks. Meal down $1.60. So just, I think, a little bit of a sell-off because of that. The dollar is just down 12 ticks, but still too high to attract exports at 93.81. There was some talk out last night. One of the analysts came out and said there's going to be 3 million more bean acres and 3 million acres less in corn. But I think the total was 182 to 183. I'm not sure where they're going to get all those acres, but I think those numbers are a little bit too much. I understand people are concerned about fertilizer, fuel, seed costs. But I think a lot of guys are locking that in now. And when you've got new crop beans out here at 535, you can afford to spend a little bit more on your inputs. The corn-bean ratio doesn't justify, in my opinion, a big switch. You're at 2.33, I think it is. As of last night on new crop. And I just don't see that that's strong enough at the moment to entice guys to plant a whole lot more beans out here. So, and you know, there's the old thing that, you know, farmers love to plant corn. They love to plant it, grow it, and harvest it. They far favor that over beans. And I think they'll try to keep with their rotations as much as they can. But there should be some switch. Maybe 1 million, 2 million acres would be my guess. You know, as we come in to next month, we've only got, three more trading days this month, so we're getting pretty close again. People will take a closer look at the supply and demand numbers. I think the bean number, the yield is going up. I think carryouts are going up. Exports are going down. And I think it wouldn't be unreasonable to expect that the carryout's going to jump well over 300 million bushels. If that's the case, I just don't know how you justify 1230 beans, both old crop and new crop out here. So, you know, I think in the long run, we're getting some good harvest weather again. It's nice and cool out there. It's, you know, going to be 50 degrees around much of the Midwest. No rains. We're still dry in the southern plains, and that's certainly supportive of wheat long term. So I don't want to get too bearish to wheat. Oats has been the indicator. We closed at, you know, historic highs last night. It looks very impressive. But again, we generally make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. So maybe we're down today and then up maybe Thursday or Friday. We'll see. But I don't think the oats can stretch it much beyond the end of the week. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877. Oh, by the way, if you're trading oats, just go shoot yourself in the foot. You're trading against just a very few people. It's highly illiquid, and more people have lost their backsides in oats probably than any other market. So don't think just because it's high, it's worth selling up here. You know, oats could turn around and rally another dollar just to spite you. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.